This is a podcast from the Environmental Change and Security Program at the Woodrow Wilson International Center for Scholars. In many developing countries, conditions for peace and stability can be hampered by scarce resources, economic instability, and poor governance. According to Ollie Brown of the International Institute for Sustainable Development, effective trade and aid policies in these countries provide the structural conditions for stability and become drivers of economic growth.
My name's Ollie Brown. I work for the International Institute for Sustainable Development, which is a Canadian environment and development policy think tank, which is based out of Winnipeg, Manitoba, but with offices in New York and Ottawa, and I'm based in the Geneva office. And we work on a number of different sort of environment and development questions. And since I've been at IISD, I've been looking particularly at security and the core root causes of conflict and how the international community can more effectively deal with conflict prevention and deal with the structural causes of conflict. So looking at issues of environmental change and security, but in the case of this work, looking at trade policy and aid policy in fragile states and how the international community could engage more effectively in fragile states to encourage and support wider political and economic stability.
A new book, edited by Brown and his colleagues, highlights how trade and aid policies between developed and developing nations influence natural resource dependency and conflict. If applied intelligently, these policies should encourage peace and stability. If applied insensitively, these policies can open markets to conflict resources, increase inequality, and weaken government structures.
The book's called Trade, Aid and Security, an Agenda for Peace and Development. And it was the product of quite a long research collaboration between IISD and IUCN, the World Conservation Union. And we felt that it was really important to look at the ways that the international community interacts with the developing, or the developed world rather, interacts with the developing world in terms of its trade and aid policies, and how those trade and aid policies could be made more effective in terms of wider conflict prevention. We've been working on trade policy and its impact on the environment for a number of years now, and also on sort of wider concepts of human security and aid policy in fragile states. And in the course of that work, we saw that the ways that countries interact has a really important impact on developing countries in terms of in terms of political and economic stability. We've seen this in terms of illegal timber in Liberia, coltan in eastern DRC, copper mining in Bougainville in Papua New Guinea, issues with aid payments being diverted to support militias in Somalia, and aid propping up repressive regimes around the world. And we felt there was a really important story to be told. So the starting point for the research in this whole project was that security is an essential precondition for development. And by security, we don't mean stasis or the absence of change, but really the absence of violent conflict. Our approach in this research was to say, well, you know, trade and aid policies are two of the most important ways that countries interact, and that those trade and aid policies are largely determined by the rich countries in the north, but have very profound impacts on the poor countries in the south. They're tremendously powerful conduits of influence, of finance, and of ideas. Done well, they can help to support wider political and economic stability. Done badly, they can set the stage for conflict and violent conflict. So in theory, at least, if trade and aid policies are carefully designed and well implemented, they should encourage peace and security. In practice, the way that we've designed our trade policy is fundamentally unfair, biased towards rich countries and their corporations. And current trade policy denies really vital market access for the products of the developing world from into the developed world's markets. And at the same time, developing countries are being pushed to adopt uncompromising market liberalisation, which can have very severe adjustment costs, reducing government revenues, undermining employment, and increasing the prospects for political instability. So, in essence, the poorly designed and unfair trade policies of the developed world are stunting economic growth in the developing world and leaving many countries not locked into notoriously volatile commodity markets. And a reliance on the export of natural resources tends to lead to weaker institutions, economic dependence, and political instability. So coupled with poorly governed international markets for natural resources, faltering economic growth, and unpredictable government revenues, this has proved an explosive combination time and again around the world. So we felt there was a really important story to be told there in terms of the way that that trade and aid policies have an impact on security, and fundamentally, aid, trade, and security are all mutually reliant. If aid policy is going to be effective at lifting people out of poverty, it has to be conducted in a secure environment free from the existence or threat of violent conflict. Aid should also help countries and communities access the very real benefits of fair international trade. And those countries will only be able to gain from international trade if they have the capacity to negotiate even-handed trade agreements. I guess the point is not that trade and aid policies are necessarily the sole cause of violent conflict. Identity, ideology, and history are all very important factors, and we don't want to overstate the argument. The point rather is that peacekeeping is about a lot more than just sending in troops in blue helmets. It has to be about setting the conditions for wider political and economic stability. And the extent to which the international community is supporting wider conflict prevention and the avoidance of armed conflict is really crucially dependent on the structural conditions established by their trade and aid policies. If we're serious about promoting peace building and conflict prevention around the world, at the very least we have to ensure that our own policies don't make the situation worse.
To learn more about this book and issues surrounding trade, development, natural resources, and conflict, please visit us on the web at www.wilsoncenter.org/ECSP.